Police have responded to an active shooter at the Silicon Valley headquarters of YouTube. It's a developing story, and we're still gathering more information. One of the NPR reporters covering this is Nate Rott. He's based in California. And Nate, can you tell us a little bit about what we know happened so far?
Yeah, we don't know. There's still a lot of details that we don't know at this point. Police confirmed at about 1:30 local time today that there was a shooting at the YouTube headquarters, but we really haven't heard anything else from authorities since then. Multiple news outlets are reporting that the shooter is or was a female. CNN is reporting that the shooter is dead. But we should say that we have not confirmed those. We do not know that right now. Authorities have not confirmed that. So there's still a lot of stuff in that venue that we don't really know. Hospitals are reporting that they are receiving patients, but they have been vague on numbers. The building where this happened, there are more than 1,000 people that work there, according to Google, which wrote on Twitter that they are coordinating with authorities and will provide official info when they can.
Those are the official sources. What are we hearing from witnesses?
So Tonya Mosley, who's a Silicon Valley bureau chief for our member station, KQED, she's up there on the scene. She talked to a YouTube engineer who heard a fire alarm, ran out of his office and saw a man on the ground with what appeared to be gunshot wounds. I've also been seeing numerous reports from YouTube employees on social media. There was a woman who works there who wrote on Twitter that she was barricaded, that she heard shots and saw people running. She then wrote that she was later evacuated with her hands up outside of the building, and that's consistent with what we've been seeing on from some of the news choppers that are overhead, a bunch of people kind of walking out of the building with their hands up. This woman on Twitter then wrote that she saw blood drops on the stairs that she was exiting. Another employee, a YouTube product manager, described what he heard, that he heard people running and that at first he thought it was an earthquake before being told by someone that there was a person with a gun.
You mentioned briefly early hospitals. Do we know any more about how many more people they expect to receive?
Again, it's very vague. I talked to a spokesperson at Zuckerberg San Francisco Hospital that's near the scene. It's a little further north. He said that they had received several people from the shooting, but he did not really give me any hard numbers there. He said they were expecting a few more. He did not say what kind of injuries that people had, if they were gunshot wounds, if there were, you know, injuries that people may have had happen. Somebody was injured just trying to escape the building. He said that other hospitals in the area are receiving patients. The only other hospital that we have talked to who says that they have received patients is Stanford Hospital Emergency Room. I should rephrase that. They have not received patients yet, but they said they were expecting 4 to 5 people, and they did not say what condition those people were in.
And we know that the police chief in San Bruno is briefing the media, and we hope to hear more information from you soon. That's NPR's Nate Rott. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Audie.